Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday, I do believe. It's the 11th day of April 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 56 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 67 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 33. Mostly sunny, it says. You know, it's back and forth. And hopefully it sticks this fucking time. So I'm sure enough sick of the rain and occasional snow. We had snow last week, I do believe. At any rate, we'll be back in a moment and we'll go over to the Ministry of Lies Controlled Oppositional Propaganda and we'll give it a look. Be right back. Take your brain.
Cause I'm the one made you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, over to the alternate controlled opposition propaganda, I think. Why is it doing that? And not that. How interesting. Try this. There we are. More fuck, I suppose. All righty. UK government data reveals 16 times more deaths in vaccinated cohort as a tsunami of deaths sweeps nation. And we were talking the other day, you know, they said there's only 6 billion people on this planet when there was at 7 billion going for 8 billion. What did they kill, a billion? Are they going to talk about it anymore? Or how are they going to fucking smooth that one over? Somebody fucked up. At any rate, official, this is by Baxter Dimitri, the people's voice. I know you guys like them. They're such honest people, and I need to make a buck there, too. Official British government data from the Office of National Statistics comparing deaths of vaccinated status reveals that people vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. With the mRNA, it ain't a fucking vaccine. It is not a vaccine. The CDC's own site said it wasn't a fucking vaccine. But why are you playing along with this fucking people's voice? Are you fucking goddamn corporate propagandist bastards like we say you are dying far more often than those who are unvaccinated? No fucking shit, man. I don't even got to look at that. We didn't know that. Biden administration has undercounted Ukraine spending by $14 billion. I mean, when they talk about $1 billion, it just amazes me. I remember when they first started, you know, $1 billion. And he's like, wow, $1 billion. Because when I was a kid, you know, if you ever got to be a millionaire, man, you'd be fixed for life. $14 billion. It's $14 billion. Nothing to get excited about. This is by Dave DeCamp, AnnaWar.com. The Biden administration has admitted that it massively undercounted what it has spent on the proxy war in Ukraine, the American conservative reported on Tuesday. Now, I mean, you have bookkeepers? I mean, how would it work if your business fucked up $14 billion? Well, none of us that listen to this program would ever have a business that even fucking came close to $1 billion or even $1 million. But I mean, if your accountant fucked up, it's just $14 billion. The report said the White House Office of Management and Budget had previously estimated estimated. When do you estimate? And fucking, you got goddamn actual numbers to work with. X amount of fucking dollars here. You take away X amount of dollars there that you sent, and you have, I mean, it's fucking goddamn addition and subtraction, isn't it? The U.S. has spent $111 billion on the war. For over a year, a group of members of Congress presented the OMB to figure out the real number and recently found that it was $125 billion, $14 billion more than what the White House had previously claimed. They weren't counting the embezzled money. So it was supposed, they cut up $14 billion on the every Friday. Well, you know, not every Friday, but it's added up to $14 billion what they've stolen. Where is that $14 billion, by the way? In a letter sent to the director of the OMB on Tuesday, Senator J.D. Vance, Republican Ohio, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican Georgia, and 15 other members of Congress said that they now have confirmation from the OMB that the total Ukraine spending figure is significantly higher than the administration has ever admitted. I mean, what the fuck is this? Is this a fucking kids playing Monopoly game and slipping money out of the little bank thing? Jesus Christ Almighty! We pay for this shit, people. You do. The lawmakers asked OMB Director Shalanda Young to answer a series of questions about U.S. spending on the proxy and gave her a deadline of April 30th. Mistakes were made. Nobody would be held to account for this. $14 billion, people, and our people are living under goddamn highway underpasses with their little children. Thank God it's spring, but they're still filthy and hungry. And while the fucking goddamn invaders live in goddamn hotel rooms that cost $800 a day and get EBT cards from $3,000 to $10,000 a fucking month, what do you think's going on here? The Biden administration also still has around $4 billion. Think about that. That could potentially be sent to Ukraine aid in the form of presidential drawdown authority. Man, that's a new one on me. Presidential drawdown. I thought that the fucking Congress, I mean, and the lies they told in the Federalist Papers, the Congress would fucking have to allocate all funds. I mean, you'd have to go through the Congress, and the Congress would have to allocate the money and be responsible for it. But we got drawdown authority. Well, that's a new one on me. Drawdown authority, which allows the U.S. to send weapons straight from Pentagon stockpiles. Pretty soon we'll be down until we got like 3 or 4 fucking guns laying in our stockpile. And that's when they'll have China attack and every fucking foreigner that they've sent into this country a fucking attack the people to try to take our fucking guns. The $4 billion comes from funds that became available after the Pentagon claimed an accounting error. That's quite a fucking accounting area, $4 billion. Freed up additional spending. I mean, God, these are people. What kind of people do you have fucking doing the accounting on billions of fucking dollars? At $4 billion accounting, oopsie-daisy, you betcha. Freed up additional spending for the proxy war. The Pentagon has been using the $4 billion in remaining PDA funds because it says there's no money to replace the weapons after they sent to Ukraine. That's what it says. But the U.S. has been finding ways to continue arming Ukraine. Last month, the administration announced a new $300 million arms package. Now, that would be enough to shut $300 fucking million. That should be an, I mean, damn it, our national debt shouldn't be that much. We should have no national debt. Everybody fucking pays in and they don't give it back to the fucking people. This is all being handed out. This is fucking international corporate mafia fucking United Nations fucking goddamn New World Order bullshit. But you motherfuckers are going to give our money back. Make no mistake, not money, but our wealth. You're going to give us our true wealth back, you motherfuckers. That's our gold and silver and every other fucking thing you've stolen from us. Millions arms package to Ukraine and Ukraine and claim the money was found in the U.S. budget savings. Hey, look, hey, what is that, George? Well, I don't know. It's a stack of $100 bills as big as a fucking semi. Well, goddamn, that's $4 billion. Where in the hell did that come from? How fucking stupid do you think we are? Don't answer that question, or we'll prove you that we're even more fucking stupid. On Tuesday, the State Department announced $138 is what it says. It must be $138 Hawk air defense deal. Whatever in the it says $138, but fuck. But these accountants, hard to tell. For Ukraine, using funds including in the annual military spending bill President Biden signed into the law last week. First place, he's not our fucking president. He is King Charles's fucking aristocratic fucking goddamn, what would you call him? A knight? Or no, he wouldn't be a knight. He would be a fucking like a duke or a duch. Just, you know, a duke is what he would be. And then he has the duchess right underneath him there. Corporate motherfucking scum-sucking thieving motherfuckers signed into law last month. Now, you didn't sign shit into law because it's all a fraud. Everything you do is a fraud. Everything you've done since 17, well, goddamn, since the fucking beginning, since fucking the goddamn Constitution it never was, since it was never ratified by the people, since the people never gave you authority to spend shit. Anyway, we're taking it back. I don't know if everybody fucking gets their fucking gander up and decides that they're going to enforce the fucking law that's right in front of their face that a third grader can read. Well, yeah, we'll take it fucking back. Maybe. If you got the balls. President Biden is seeking another $60 billion. You just lost 40, buddy. I don't know. How would you be, you know, your kid and you went in and you had a couple hundred bucks and your daddy gave you a new fucking, I lost my $200. Can I have $300 more, Dad? You just lost $200 and you want me to give you $300 more? Are you out of your fucking mind? $60 billion to fuel the proxy war, even though Ukraine has no chance of defeating the Russians on the battlefield. The new aid would bring total U.S. spending on the conflict. It's not a conflict. What a con. They got the con part right. To $185 billion fucking dollars. How many? I mean, and our people are sleeping under underpasses and fucking tents and tents outside on the side of the street. Why across the street the fucking goddamn invading fucking recolonization forces, armed recolonization forces who plan to fucking kill us are living in fucking luxury motels and getting between $3,000 and $10,000 on EBT cards every fucking month. This all just makes perfect sense to me. Let's go vote. Right. Don't you know? Oh, let's see what else we got here. Social media fact checkers claim their work isn't censorship. Here's why it is. Well, why it fucking is. And we check your facts for you. God damn it. I'm not a little boy. You're not my mommy and you're not my fucking daddy. I've had my life experience and I have my fucking knowledge and reading. I can fucking do math. I can make my own fucking deductions. How dare you fucking think that you can tell? Well, that's a fact, Henry, and that ain't. Well, I say fuck you. I know what the fucking facts are, and the facts are you're a bunch of fucking communist motherfucking Jew ass sucking pedophilic fucking genocidal fucking pieces of fucking dog shit. And you need to be removed forthwith with every fucking goddamn means necessary to the American nationals, which is every fucking thing, because it all belongs to us. Remember when Biden threatened us with our own fucking missiles? Oh, I'd shoot a nuke. Would you shoot a nuke at me, fucking cocksucker? Do it! You fucking shit pants, fucking goddamn lap dog to the fucking goddamn King Chuck over there. He's making his own laws, too. We got an article on it where the king cannot be touched. The king's word is the, well, that's because he's the sovereign. It's just like this, these cocksuckers in the international corporate mafia through the fucking unlawful 14th Amendment try to make themselves your sovereign and you the fucking subject, which makes you a fucking slave, which makes everything that you produce, everything you own, belong to them. When actual unreliable and bias-prone tools of censorship are now recognized widely enough as just that to trigger a reaction from some prominent actors. Fuck you. We know it's censorship. Okay. We can read that first article. We can read it at third grade level. You fucking ain't, I don't care. Even the shit where they said you can't yell a fucking fire in a goddamn crowded theater. If nobody fucking files a fucking charge against you through the fucking common law, through that fourth article with a fucking affidavit attached claiming a fucking damage or a civil fucking crime for fucking like getting hurt. Yeah, you can. You don't got nothing to say about it, fucking corporation. You never were nothing but a corporation. That's what really gets me. All this fucking thing's always been about commerce, commerce, commerce. And then people are going, freedom, 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 liberty, 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 commerce, commerce, commerce. But of course, goddamn, you fucking people went for the mammon too, didn't you? The silver and gold. You love that silver and gold more than you love your fucking freedom. Just in, major update. Oh, a major update. Oh, I better take a breath here. In Ashley Biden diary saga, which we already covered that yesterday. And we have here Israeli Zionist attack and spit on Christian man walking home with his child. Well, why shouldn't they? These motherfuckers just walk around in fucking like gangs. Walk up and fucking just hack, just fucking shoot their asses fucking down. They're fucking dog shit. They're below fucking goddamn a mad dog. A mad dog, at least it has a reason because it has, you know, rabies or something. These are rabid motherfuckers. That's a video. You'll have to watch that. We're going to lose a major war. U.S. Navy deletes photo of ship commander shooting rifle with backward scope. Oh, it just gets better. I bet he was wearing high heels, too. I think someone put that in a comment. By Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. Commander Cameron Yates, the commanding officer of the Arleigh Burke class guided missile destroyer. He's the fucking guy who's the captain of a destroyer. USS John S. McCain. DDG 56 was recently photographed shooting a 5.56 by 45 millimeter M4 carbine with the optics installed backwards. The now deleted image. I got that fucking off there fast. And press release of the Defense Visual Information Distribution Service website featured Yates shooting the M4 with the looks like Tricon VCOG scope installed backwards while pointing at a giant target balloon. Here's what the press release said before it was deleted. Commander Cameron Yates, the commanding officer of the Arleigh Burke class guided missile destroyer. Fucking sighting, you can't shoot a fucking goddamn M4 and you want to shoot goddamn, this is one of the people you have shooting your missiles. Burke class guided missile destroyer USS John M. McCain, fires at the killer tomato during a gunshot. The ship is in U.S. 7th Fleet, conducting routine operations. 7th Fleet is the Navy's largest forward deployed numbered fleet and routinely interacts and operates and allies with allies and partners in preserving a free and open Indo-Pacific region. And in the first, and there's two pictures here. If you can go over and look at them. You can see a guy firing an M4 with the scope on it, and you can see where you know the focus on the back and the zoom on the back and then the focusing rings and stuff. It looks correct. And then you come down here and you look at this guy and all the shit it is. It's on there fucking backwards. This guy fires missiles. Oh man, Mr. Magoo, we see you. I don't care what the internet had to say. Yates merely shows how the U.S. Navy is unprepared to fight the next major conflict. Sigh. Destroy. I mean, you let this guy have fucking control over shooting missiles? Really? Oh, man. What's next? Breaking Denver mayor, Democrat, announces he's diverting $90 million of the city's budget to service newcomers, a.k.a. illegals. Well, and this is a video, and you can go watch if you want to. Of course he is. Fuck the people living on the fucking streets, looking across, living in tents on the sidewalk, looking across at the two-story fucking fine hotel that the goddamn invaders are in. These people have invaded our fucking country, and watching them, you know, the guy in the video says, somebody must have complained about those American nationals over there on the sidewalks, and they didn't, one of these fucking monkeys from another fucking country didn't want to look at them. Top Kiev official says Ukrainian women should start preparing for conscription. Oh, the people's voice once again. Ukraine's chief military advisor for gender issues, Oksana, Gergova Riva, has said the government should leave its old school mentality behind and implement true equality in its armed forces. the way these fuckers, they think that they write this something like this, it's going to be different than fucking like, yeah, we know what you're fucking wanting. Throw some women out there to get their fucking guts blowed out. They won't be having babies. That'd work towards, I mean, 6 million and 6 billion and working your way down. Kiev is overhauling its military conscription system, with lawmakers debating amendments to lower the mobilization age and penalize draft dodgers. President Zelensky, not president, he's a, I don't know, a fucking communist piece of shit. I don't even know what I'd call him. Recently enacted changes to the mobilization law, according to the army, conscript 25-year-olds and abolishing several categories of exemptions for military service. RT reports there are currently no plans to conscript women, but the idea has previously been raised. Our Constitution states that it is the duty of every Ukrainian to protect their homeland. Now, when somebody invades, I mean, this, I'm going back in history here. They put the women and the children, they put them in the safest place they could, and they fought off the fucking invasion. And if they won, then their women and children were safe. That's what they were fucking fighting for. But, and if they lost, you know, they had like poisons and stuff so that they wouldn't be brutally raped and hacked to fucking pieces. But I mean, we're not fighting. Who are you fighting to save there, motherfucker, by the way? If not your fucking women and children and your old people. Oh, you mean just keep the checks rolling in? And hey, that $40 billion, let's don't talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. And I wonder how many more mansions that motherfucker's bought and how many more yachts. Maybe that could be where that $40 billion is. What do you think, guys? So it is only right that women serve too. I think it'd be only right. You're a fucking man. You're going to get your ass out there and fucking trade some bullets, motherfucker? God. Gregorovia told British newspaper The Times on Wednesday, Russia isn't simply going to disappear. She argued, so like Israel, we have to be prepared for this, and that means training up both men and women to be ready for war. like I said, up 2, 3, 4, what are you fighting for? I mean, you're going to have 14 years old out there. I mean, again, the American what they call the American Revolution, the hijacking of an uprising. But, I mean, you had little kids, you know, topping the drums, getting the shit blew out of them. I mean, these fucking people have proven they're going backwards in time. They're going back. I mean, this is not an advancement of fucking goddamn society, of fucking goddamn morality or anything else. This is going back in time to fucking days that you should be a fucking shame that ever existed. Ukraine's armed forces continue to experience dire personnel shortages on the battlefield, as has been admitted by a number of top Ukraine military officers, including Land Force Commander Alexander Pavlyuk, who warned on Monday that no one can sit out mobilization. Get the kids out there. I mean, what are you freaking protecting? The resources? I mean, is it money? I mean, what are these people fighting for? If you're not fighting for your women and children, because you got the women out there and the children will be next, what the fuck are you fighting for, you lying son of a bitches? More than 45,000 women currently serve in the Ukrainian Armed Forces. The Ministry of Defense said last year, all Ukrainian women who have a medical or pharmaceutical education were obliged to register with the military in January. The Defense Ministry purchased 50,000 sets of women's uniforms for the first time since the start of the conflict. In order to encourage more female recruits to join the Army voluntarily, changes in the old school mentality, you mean like the men are supposed to defend the fucking goddamn fortress and hide the women, and they're supposed to commit suicide before they let the enemy take them, should be introduced from a young age. Well, you ain't going to have no people of young age left because you're going to put them on the fucking battle line. Jura Govineva argued that has to change, both physical and psychologically. We need to prepare girls from a young age to protect the country, she claimed. Okay, look like a D. Fucking eyes are getting worse. Though the government in Kiev insists only 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in the 2 years of conflict, some military commanders have privately admitted this number is about not possible. It says plausible. I'm going to say not possible. According to recent estimates from the Russian Defense Ministry, Kiev has lost over 80,000 troops killed and badly wounded since the beginning of this year alone. I'd heard it was at 1 million for the whole deal. The last week, President Volodymyr Zelensky enacted changes to the mobilization law, allowing the army to conscript 25-year-olds and abolishing several categories of exemptions from military service. However, certain categories of state employees have been given state employees. Boy, it'd be good to fucking be working for the gov, huh? Employees have been given immunity for the critical importance of their work. Is that like Zelensky? Because he's the guy that's helping them fucking lose $40 billion fucking dollars in each other's pockets, which apparently included several circus troops, but not defense industry employees. they're just a bunch of bumbling fools. No, they're not. They think you're such a goddamn fool that you'll accept this shit. That's all there is fucking to it, people. Oh, wow. Australia's banks are already refusing cash withdrawals for their customers. And this is a video, and they have a lady on there, and she went in to get a cash withdrawal, and they told her that they didn't have no cash in the bank, and they're all going, they're laughing at each other. No cash in the bank. We'll see how you're fucking laughing in about a couple of years, you dumb fucks. You want to be fucking slaves. You're already a part of it. You're pieces of shit. Trans Antifa member arrested over bombing in Alabama Attorney General's office. Well, that's kind of a hard one up in the air. Which one do you care least about? Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back in just a minute, and we'll read some more of this ridiculous shit to you. I'm sure you're just fucking sitting on the edge of your seat. We'll be right back.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Has come, move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight man, blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die?
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Heather Alexander. March of Cambridge. How many can we make die? How many do we got to make die? We outnumber them. Well, we'll keep fucking around. We won't, I reckon. At any rate, let's get back over to the propaganda page. World Health Organization Director General calls for transformation of the food system away from meat eating and traditional agriculture in the name of fighting climate change. Hey, I'll fight some climate change from you, you fucking freak foreign fucker. I'll fucking eat you. You better get the fuck out of our business, son of a bitch, because you're here uninvited by fucking occupiers. And when they fucking go, we'll take your fucking head too, you cocksucker. Get it to it. Unprecedented. Biden administration to ban Americans from using Russian-made Kaspersky antivirus software. Why wouldn't they want us to use antivirus software? This is by Chris Manahan, Information Liberation. The Biden administration is planning to take the unprecedented step of banning Americans from using the Russian-made Kaspersky antivirus software on their private computers in the name of national security, according to CNN. How does my fucking computer figure into your national security? Because you can't fucking watch what I'm looking at. You can't fucking come and fucking spy on me, you motherfuckers. This appears to be an attempt to test the waters for a future ban on TikTok and then other software frowned upon by our occupiers, Will Telegram and VPNs be banned next. From CNN, Biden administration preparing to prevent Americans from buying Russian-made software over a national security concern. Why is it a concern of yours? If we don't want you to see what's on our fucking computers, motherfuckers, you fucking flash up and you take control of our fucking computers every once in a while. You think that ain't going to go fucking unpunished when this shit goes down? You'll eat a fucking computer screen, you son of a bitches. The Biden administration is preparing to take the unusual step of issuing an order that would prevent U.S. companies and citizens from using software made by a major Russian cybersecurity firm because of national security concerns. The five U.S. officials familiar with the matter told CNN. The move, which is being finalized and could happen as soon as this month, would be relatively new. Commerce Department authorities built, see the comment, that fucking those two fucking things in the Constitution that never was, the General Warfare Clause and the Commerce Clause. What in the goddamn world, general welfare clause? That is not very defined. That is the openest of open subject matter. And then the commerce clause. What in the fuck doesn't involve commerce? So they think that they can fucking invoke an authority that is fucking forbidden by the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 upon we the people in the interest of their fucking dollars. We'll make you know that fucking goddamn fiat currency ain't worth nothing nohow. We'll make you eat every fucking goddamn bill that's been printed, you son of a bitches. Authorities built on executive orders signed by President Joe Biden and Donald Trump, to prohibit Kaspersky's lab from providing certain products and services in the U.S. The sources says, so now, Daddy, you're telling me what I can and cannot fucking have on for my fucking computer? You motherfucker, you're over the fucking line. When are we going to stand up like goddamn men and knock their fucking asses back over that line and bury them in the fucking dirt? U.S. government agencies are already banned from using Kaspersky Lab software, but action to prevent private companies from using the software would be unprecedented. Nothing is final until it is announced. I don't care about private companies. I don't care about anybody with INC behind their name. They can all fucking die. But you try and tell an individual free sovereign national what they can and cannot fucking own, you motherfuckers. You're way over the fucking line. You're at the line of the fucking edge of the fucking grave. You're ready to fall back into, you cocksuckers. The sources caution, but the Commerce Department has made a determination to prohibit certain transactions between the Russian company and the U.S. persons, the sources said. Probably something that we couldn't get anyway. It's the latest U.S. government effort to use its vast regulatory powers to prevent. It doesn't have vast regulatory powers to start with, and it ain't the U.S. fucking government. The U.S. fucking government is the people. The individual free sovereigns under the fucking Supreme Superior, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. We are autonomous. Look the fucking word up. That means self-governing. You don't fucking govern us, you corporate cocksuckers. And you will fucking die. You'll choke to death on the fucking goddamn fiat currency we shoved down your fucking throat while you're giving us our fucking gold back. You're giving us our fucking goddamn property back, you motherfuckers. Taken without due process of the fucking law, as we are fucking guarantees, as we guaranteed ourselves. That's not something that the constitutional rights, they're not fucking constitutional rights. These are fucking rights we guaranteed one another, that we guarantee to ourselves and one another. These are something that they can't touch. They didn't come from the Constitution. They came from the fucking people. They came from the barrels of our guns. It's the latest U.S. government effort to use vast regulatory powers that they do not have to prevent Americans from using unpopular technology that the U.S. officials consider a national security risk. It comes as the Senate weighs a bill that would force Chinese-owned TikTok to find a way, a new way owner, or face a U.S. ban. We've got somebody you can't control. I thought that was owned by the gooks, or by the fucking goddamn Chinese. The claim national security, but as we all saw last month, Congressman openly admitted the reason for the TikTok ban is to help Israel's national security by censoring people criticizing their genocide, not fucking war. Quit calling it war. Who did this, son of a bitch? Got to go look. Who's calling genocide war? Who's information liberation? You're a bunch of fucking shills. It is not war. It is fucking open in your face, fucking brutal, barbaric genocide. To call it anything else is to fucking be complicit in it. And y'all go to hell. You will fucking have your day. And it's coming. It's coming. Israel bribery exposed. An official from the Israeli embassy in London is recorded promising £1 million to Labour MP, I guess, I don't know, some kind of minister, Joan Ryan, then chair of Labour Friends of Israel. And I mean, it doesn't there. Yeah. £1 million. Yeah. Yeah. Oi. I mean, God, we can sit here and talk about fucking fraud and shit. So you're blue in the goddamn face. What difference does it make? We have if we don't get together on that page with those 10 fucking articles and enforce our fucking law, all of this is fucking meaningless. They've done it. They've already done it. Okay. Are they going to be punished? That's up to you. Are you going to punish them? Because they're not going to punish one another. I promise you. They're going to fucking slap each other on the back and steal another $40 billion fucking dollars and go, where in the hell did that go? $40 billion. Don't worry about it, man. Couturier demanded assurance King would not be prosecuted under a new Welch law. Now, you people in Canada and fucking New Zealand, all these places that you think that aren't a part of the British Empire still, and that king isn't the fucking your sovereign, that he does not own you, lock, stock, and barrel. Had better listen up here. This is by Bob Evans, Severian, Carroll, and David Pegg, The Guardian. Royal courtesies privately put pressure on Welsh government to ensure that King Charles could not be prosecuted for rural crimes under a new law that ministers had drawn up, documents reveal. This the elected politician in the Welsh government who is its chief legal advisor was not happy that the king was to be given the special exemption from prosecution, but agreed to it last year. At Buckingham Palace, officials phoned the Welsh government to secure their assurance under an archaic custom that requires UK parliaments to obtain the consent of the monarch for draft bills before they can be implemented. That means if he doesn't sign it, it doesn't happen. That means he's still your fucking king. You're a fucking subject to a fucking king. Your parliament's a fucking joke. Your two houses of parliament are fucking jokes. The whole goddamn thing's a fucking joke, only it ain't so fucking funny. Under the mechanism, ministers notify the royal family of special clauses to draft laws that may affect their personal wealth, their private property, or their public functions. The ministers ask the monarch to approve the laws before they can be passed. And if they say no, then that means no. That means you live under a king. Get down on your fucking knees and kiss his fucking feet. Investigations by the Guardian have shown that the late queen used her privileged access to draft legislation to secure changes that protected her private interests or reflected her opinions. In one recent example, the lawyers lobbied Scottish minister in 2021 to change a draft law to exempt her private land from major investigative innovative to cut carbon emission initiative. That's what I'm looking at. Stupid initiative to cut carbon emission. The use of the consent mechanism has been criticized as undemocratic. Why would it be undemocratic if it's fucking goddamn the king says king's rule? It has been in force in Westminster since the 1770s and has been extended to the Scottish and Welsh parliaments. How come we never heard of it before now then? During the Queen's 70-year reign, she vetted more than 1,000 draft laws before they were approved by elected politicians. Those include bills that affected her personal property, such as her. See, that really gets you, her. What the hell does that mean? Personal property such as her privately owned estates in Balmoral and Sandringham. The mechanism has continued since seamlessly into the region of Charles's ministers in Westminster, Scotland, and Wales have been required to obtain its consent to 20 laws since he came to the throne in September 2022. Buckingham Palace refused to say whether the king had asked for any changes to these laws before approving them. One was a bill that was formulated by the Welsh government to reform agriculture practices. On 1 June last year, the Welsh government noted in an international memo that its lawyers had been contacted by Buckingham Palace officials who have sought an assurance that Welsh ministers will take into account convictions regarding prosecution the crown when regarding prosecuting the crown when making regulations under this bill. In an email that the following day, Welsh officials noted that the Mike and Antowui, the Welsh government's council general, the equivalent of the Attorney General in Westminster, was not happy with the inclusion. However, he recognizes the ongoing convention and therefore agreed to it. It's the king's. It's hard to read. This was a reference to all ill-defended convention under which neither criminal nor civil proceedings can be brought against the monarch. It's a real king and you're real fucking subject, your own fucking people. How do you like it, fucking Britons? As head of the state, he's head of your state. He's your goddamn, you bow to him. I mean, you kiss his fucking feet, that fucking punk bitch. The monarch has been given personal immunity from swaths of British law ranging from animal welfare to workers' rights. However, an investigation by The Guardian has previously highlighted the extent to which this practice gives the monarch immunity for his conduct as a private citizen. I mean, if he went and raped and pedophiled a little kid, they couldn't prosecute him? Is that what you're telling me here? Affording protection to the king's privately owned estates, assets and estates. Yeah, right. More than 30, you know, maybe they just came out and they found some pictures of him boogering little kids. We better write a law saying we'll make it about estates and stuff. But what it comes down to is you can't touch the motherfucker. More than 30 laws stipulate, for example, that police are barred from entering the privately owned Balmoral and Sandringham estates without the king's permission to investigate possible crimes, including wildlife officers and environmental pollution. No other private landowner in the country is given such a legal immunity because there's only one fucking king. The rest of you are subjects. You're fucking goddamn, you're peasants, you're peons. In the case of last year's Agriculture Wills Act, the monarch was exempted from regulations relating to the marketing of agriculture products, the disposal of carcasses, and the disclosure of information to the Welsh State Police. Are also unable to gain automatic entry to the king's private property portfolio under that part of the act. And I mean, this goes on and on and on and on. Let's go to something else. But at any rate, fucking, you got a king over there. You have a monarch, and the fucking crown heads of Europe have never fucking stopped. I mean, they fill up these parliament bullshit, but in the end, the big guy has to fucking sign it, right? Hundreds of illegals arrived at Penn Station in New York City in the middle of the night. They are believed to have been originally transported from Texas. Oh, and I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty! This ain't breaking, is it? Oh, here's the one. Breaking: mass shooting at Ramadan event in West Philadelphia. Multiple injuries. Police, and I read this, and a few people got shot around, and it was kids and gangs shooting at each other. What do you fucking expect? You import the third world, you get third world fucking goddamn results. Excuse me a second. The loss of a million plus Ukrainians in the U.S. proxy war against Russia is extremely good value for money. And here's where we're talking. But that ain't 80,000, ain't 30,000. They're saying a million. This is a fucking video. And the guy, it's good for us, man. I mean, goddamn, you look at the revenue we're fucking transferring around. Somebody even lost fucking two or three semis holding $40 billion. And it just popped up. And they were in my yard. It's all mine. Mine, mine, mine. John Podhoretz labels Tucker Carlson anti-Semitic filth for highlighting Israel's attack on Christians. And it's just them spitting on shit. I mean, how long have we known they've been spitting on Christians that if you try to fucking preach Christianity on the fucking sidewalks, you will be fucking attacked? These arrogant motherfuckers aren't worth the powder to take to blow their goddamn Jew brains out. For all those asking why there is no education in Gaza, we bombed them. That sucks. That's how you will never become engineers anymore, Israelis. And you're laughing. I mean, this is like, they've got a lot of these videos out there where these guys just, they're you know, I can't play it because, excuse me, the people on the phones couldn't hear it. But I mean, they got a lot of fucking videos out there of these guys. And I mean, well, I guess it's got the words here so I can play it and speak it. For all those asking where are the no education, oops, we had a missile attack. That sucks. Oy, too bad. That's how you'll be engineers. That's why you'll be not be engineers anymore. Isn't that funny? We blew up your little kids, man. You ain't even going to be ditch diggers. You're going to be fucking dead and all of you in the fucking ground. At any rate, people, I have had enough. I got shit to do. I got to get squared away. I will not be up tomorrow. I have an appointment. It's a doctor's appointment. I have to go. But I'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And we'll have three more days of fucking outrage to fucking sift through and fucking talk about and laugh about, because it's all so fucking funny. What's funny about it is we just keep sitting here and fucking watching it. We got to start fucking, well, I mean, I ain't going to say it no more. You fucking know what the deal is. Either you're going to fucking fight or you ain't. And I don't know, people. Jesus Christ, I don't fucking know. That is The Word from the Trenches. Thank you, brother. I will. You do the same.